Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Hi, I'm Maren Somerset-Webb. I am a senior columnist at Bloomberg and also the host of the Maren Talks Money podcast. Every week we have a conversation with somebody interesting and exciting in the investment markets. Now, this week, our guest was Jeremy Grantham, and we have talked to him at some length about what's going on in the equity markets, the bond markets, and pretty much all asset classes around the world. We've talked about how what we are seeing bursting at the moment is one of the greatest bubbles of all time. And crucially, we've talked about what you can do to protect yourself from the chaos you see around you today. You can listen to a bit of that conversation here, but to hear more of it or to hear the whole conversation, subscribe to Maren Talks Money wherever you listen to your podcasts. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
Now, last time we talked, which was just over 2 years ago, it was the end of 2021, middle of August 2021, I think, you and I had a conversation where we talked about how we were in one of the greatest bubbles in financial history, which seemed pretty obvious to you and actually pretty obvious to me at the time, not so obvious to everybody else or some other people. And we talked about where investors could hide from the craziness of that bubble, although we couldn't find very many places. And the best advice you gave my listeners at the time, which was purely absolutely brilliant, and I hope that they all took it, was to rush out and get the longest fixed rate mortgage on their house that they possibly could. So fingers crossed, lots of them did that and are sitting there with a 10-year mortgage of 1 to 1.5% instead of 6 to 6.5%.
Yeah, well, if a handful of people did it, we could feel justified.
I think so, if we saved anybody. So let's talk about that great bubble. It was excellent timing, and hopefully the listeners also rushed out and sold their overpriced equities because 2022 saw the beginning of the popping of that bubble. And I'm saying the beginning because I'm guessing that what you're going to tell me is that we are only partway through that bubble collapsing. So where are we with the whole thing now?
Well, everything was proceeding perfectly well. And the great bubbles take their time, quite a few years going up, quite a few years coming down. And the market suffers from attention deficit disorder. So it always thinks every rally, the beginning of the next great bull market and so on. But there were some definitely original interferences with this deflating period. The first of them was what I call the presidential cycle, which I wrote about, suggesting we would have a timeout because there's never been a serious market decline between October the 1st of the second presidential year and the end of April in the third year, because the administration would like to have a strong labor market running up to the election. And they realize, of course, that economics moves rather slowly, a lot of inertia. And so they have to stimulate it a year and a quarter before. And so that's the period of stimulus. And since FDR, there has never been a big decline, and the average gain in that 7-month window equals the remaining 41 months, it's amazing, of the 4-year presidential cycle. It seems impossible, but it's true, check it. And the average gain is about 15%. in that window. And this time we had 13 or 14. It was right on the nose. So we had a typical presidential cycle rally, and we had a strong January bounce. If you've wiped out the growth stocks, the following January, you always have a great bounce, even if the bear market is not over. The perfect example would be 2001. The tech bubble was huge. The growth stocks got hammered in 2000. They were down 50% and then rallied a bit at the end of the year. And then in January, they had a huge rally, 8 or 9%. And so we should have expected the same. And basically, we got it. A little bit less, but a strong January rally. Why not? Because there were lots of tax losses that had been taken and people replacing their position, investing their Christmas bonuses and so on. So that was fairly normal, and so was the presidential cycle effect. What was abnormal is that they occurred in the middle of a great bubble that was on the way down. This had not happened in 1929, 72, or 2000, or 2007. All of them had neatly sidestepped that seven-month window. But this one, it fell right in the middle of the deflating phase.
So we got a bit of a reprieve as a result of that.
Yeah, we got a bit of a temporary reprieve. And then I argued back to the meat grinder. But before the meat grinder had time to really get going, we ran into the artificial intelligence mini rally. And yes, it was only a dozen or two stocks, but it included some very big ones, and they had huge rallies. And even though the average stock didn't move, it sent the S&P up, oh, I don't know, 15, 16, 17% this year, year to date. And on the backs of these handful of huge names.
Okay, so another little reprieve for the index.
Is artificial intelligence for real? And my answer is yes, absolutely it's for real. It will have huge effect. Is it big enough, soon enough, to stop the deflating? No, I don't think it is.
New episodes drop every Friday. They're really interesting. Do listen.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kruszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann. Let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.